grain trade was a little different then, especially the delivery system on the quota system. I recall in the 50s, early 50s, when the movement was rather slow, and we lived near town, we could see the freight train coming in. And what would happen, neighbors that see it, you'd all run to your truck and load a load of grain and line up in the elevator. And if you weren't there in time, and if the agent only got one box car, well, some of them had to go back with their load of grain. Now the system is much better that way. They contract it out, and they only call you in when your contract is due or they have room.
So the system has changed that dramatically. Farming from the late 40s through for about 40 years, I guess, 47, 88, did you say? So that's a period of time that has encompassed quite a bit of change in the industry, too, for that matter.
Yes, there was quite a bit of change. And, of course, the time when the Canadian Wheat Board came in at the beginning, you could choose whether you wanted to sell through the Wheat Board or on the open market. If you didn't have to sell in fall, sometimes it was better to sell, to keep it and go on the open market. But for my situation, usually needed money in the fall. Mortgage payments, land payments came due, payments on implements. So the Wheat Board actually was for my operation a very helpful situation, that at least you figured you got a fair price for your product.
So you've been a supporter of the Wheat Board all the way through?
Yes, I have been a supporter. I know nowadays, too, that's quite a topic of controversy, and reading the papers, and even the other day in the post office lobby, there was a bunch of farmers together, and one said, well, we're discussing the Wheat Board, and one fellow who I knew was absolutely opposed to it, he just left in a big hurry.
In that crowd, he wasn't going to have any sympathizers.
No.